Columbus teenager Masonique Saunders has pleaded guilty to involuntary manslaughter and aggravated robbery in connection with the death of her boyfriend, Julius Irvin Tate Jr. Tate was shot by Columbus police in a sting operation. Protesters gathered in front of Franklin County Courthouse, chanting for the release of Masonique Saunders. Six stories above them in a juvenile courtroom, 17-year-old Saunders stood before Judge James Brown. Dressed in a white polo and matching white sneakers, Saunders held on to her mother's hand.
We're here this morning in the matter of Masonique Saunders.
Police arrested Saunders in December after her boyfriend, 16-year-old Julius Irvin Tate Jr., was fatally shot by Columbus police during a sting operation. Saunders was not at the scene, but she told prosecutors she helped set up the robbery. The two would post an item for sale online. Saunders would arrange a meeting, and Tate would meet the buyer in person and rob them at gunpoint. Franklin County Prosecutor Ron O'Brien says they did this several times.
She did share in money that was gained from the series of robberies. And at least by her estimate, there were at least 15 of these robberies that happened over a period of time.
On December 7th, Saunders set up a time and place for Tate, not knowing that the buyer was an undercover Columbus police officer. The officer met Tate while other officers hid nearby. And when Tate pulled his gun, an officer shot him five times. Saunders originally faced a charge of felony murder, a provision that allows people to be charged with murder even if they didn't actually kill the victim.
Ohio law provides that someone that commits a first or second degree felony, an aggravated robbery is a first degree felony, that if a death results from committing the robbery or attempting to commit the robbery, then you can be charged with murder under paragraph B of the murder statute.
Rather than be charged as an adult, the 17-year-old agreed to plead guilty to the lesser charge of involuntary manslaughter and aggravated robbery in a November 28th case in which a woman with a child was reportedly robbed and pistol-whipped. Saunders' case has sparked controversy on a few levels. Police face criticism for conducting undercover sting operations to crack down on armed robberies. Tate's death came a few days after SWAT officers shot another man in a similar operation. In December, Acting Police Chief Tim Becker said the police had no plans to stop the stings.
We had very good success with the previous events without coming to deadly force. So it doesn't mean that the next one won't be able to be resolved without deadly force.
And there's being charged with murder for just being connected to a crime.
This particular case illustrates many of the controversies with felony murder.
Kiora Binder is a professor at University of Buffalo School of Law and an expert on felony murder.
Because it involves the death of a felon, this is a police shooting, this is liability for an accomplice. On top of that, you have a youthful offender, and you have very dubious police tactics.
Some states have even moved to ban felony murder or limit its practice. Back on the street, a group of police officers watch protesters as word of the plea deal reaches the group, including Dekema Alexis.
I think it's incredibly disheartening. This outcome, it's not one that we anticipated, and it just goes to show that, you know, black people, often black youth, are pressured to plead down to accept charges for things that they didn't do.
Though some protesters were crying, they still chanted defiantly. Saunders faces up to 3 years in a juvenile detention center. Paige Flager, WOSU News.